Psalms 30 and verse number 1. The Bible says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Verse number 5. The Bible says, For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I'm interested in this phrase. But joy cometh in the morning. I want to preach on this subject for just a few minutes tonight. There's a better day a coming. Boy, I'm proud for that. Thank God there is a better day a coming. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:19, If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. What Paul was really saying to our hearts is that there's more to it than this. Boy, I'm glad for that. Thank God there's more to it. If this was all there was to it, we'd be miserable tonight. But we're glad, and we're happy, and we can sing, and we can shout. Because of what's in our hearts, we know that there's more to it than this. It seems like in the night hours is when bad news comes. It's in the night hours, in the dead hours of the night, when the phone rings, that you hate to answer it. Because you're expecting bad news on the other end. And then seem like it's night when the sick get worse. And we say, well, if they can just make it till the morning, that they'll feel better in the morning. I say, hallelujah. There's a morning coming that's going to fix it all. There's a morning coming that's going to take care of all of our troubles and all of our trials. So there is a better day coming. Let me give you three things and prove. Psalms 31 and verse number 7. There is a better day coming because thou hast considered my trouble. Psalms 31 and 7. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Because God, thou hast considered my trouble. Boy, I'm glad that God has considered our trouble. Job said in Job 14:1, Man that is born of woman is few days and full of trouble. You mark it down, you write it down where you can get to it, because trouble is coming. Just as sure as you breathe in God's air, trouble is coming. It may not get to your house today, it may not get there tomorrow, but trouble is a coming. You can write that down and remember it. You said, well, what makes you so sure? Just as sure as your woman, as your mother was a woman, trouble is coming. That makes it pretty sure. just as sure as your mama was a woman, and that drives it down pretty close to being true. So thank God you just well to dig in and get ready, because trouble is coming. But there's a God on His throne. There's a God in the glory world that has considered your trouble and mine. Now, people may not consider your trouble. The politicians may not consider your trouble. But hallelujah to God. He has considered our trouble. And since He's considered our trouble, He's a present help in trouble. Well, I'm glad, thank God, that He is a present help in trouble. Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In other words, it don't take Him long to get that. A very present help in trouble probably would say to us that God was there ahead of trouble. No doubt He knew that trouble was coming your way. So He is a present help in trouble, but He is a personal help in trouble. The Bible says in Psalms 86:7, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon Thee, for Thou will answer me. So He is a present help, but He is also a personal help in trouble. Thank God, I'm glad that He is. I'm glad that He is my personal God. He is a personal God to me. If you know Him, He is a personal God to you. Not only is He present help and is He personal help, but He is powerful help in trouble. He'll never run up on a trouble that He cannot handle. The Bible says in Psalms 34:17, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their trouble. I'm trying to tell you tonight that there is a better day a-coming. When all of our troubles is over, all of our trials are over, all of our heartaches are gone, thank God there is a better day a-coming over yonder on the other side. Simply because that our God has considered our trouble. Now, it's been said like this. Look out, God, here comes trouble. But it ought to be said like this. Look out, trouble, here comes God. Hallelujah. I'm glad that our God is bigger than all of our troubles, all of our heartaches. Now, watch your Bible. Psalms 31:8. There's a better day coming because Thou hast considered my trouble. Psalms 31:8. There's a better day coming because Thou hast controlled my traveling. Now watch your Bible. Verse 8. And hast not shut me up in the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Though I'm glad, thank God, that somebody else is in charge of my traveling. He has controlled our traveling. That is the reason why that you're here tonight. That's the reason why that you're still doing as well as you're doing. It's because that our God is controlling our traveling. You say, well, I don't know how I made it. Well, I made it by grace. Because He stirs us around the snares of the devil. He stirs us around the traps that the devil has set for us. Why, the devil would have killed you today if it had not have been the hand of God. The mighty hand of God that's controlling your traveling. Psalms 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Thank God, and He delighteth in His way. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Our traveling is controlled by the Lord. Over 1,000,000 miles on this road. Can you imagine what kind of drivers I've met? Can you imagine how many times I'd have been killed if it had not been for the hand of God? And all the miles I drove asleep myself. That's right, son. I went through towns that I don't even remember being in. And it was God, and God in His mercy and in His grace. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, Thou hast considered my trouble. But not only that, Thou hast set my feet in a large room. He controls our traveling. I tell you what God will do. He'll give you some running room. Yes, He will. He'll add on. He'll make it big. And if you feel like you kind of closed in, don't ever say that if I had room, I'd shout. That's right. Thank God He'll give you some running room. You'll say, okay, how is it that God is controlling our travel? I'll tell you, He's controlling our travel by His leadership. He is leading the way. Psalms 31:1. In the O Lord do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. Bow down Thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be Thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For Thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for Thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. There's a phrase in verse 1 where it says, let me. Then there's a phrase in verse 3 where it says, lead me. Thank God, I'm glad that He led us. But not only did He lead us, He leads us. That's the reason why that we've got as far as we have. Because He leadeth me beside the still waters. It is by His leadership. But not only by His leadership, but it's also by His lordship. Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd because of His lordship. And could I say this to you tonight? He didn't just get to be Lord. He's always been Lord. There was a doctrine come out years ago that you get saved today and make Him Lord 40 years down the road. Johnny come lately. That crowd got here too late. God was in business before they ever come on the scene. He's always been God. There's never been a second that He was not God. There'll never be a second that He won't be God. And I say, thank God, He is Lord. And they say, well, said, you make Him Lord. You don't make Him nothing. He's already God. He's already Lord. Lord, you trust Him as the Lord Jesus Christ. You get saved. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm glad that our leadership is because of His lordship. And there's a better day coming because Thou hast controlled my traveling. Just like the preacher said, no telling where we'd be tonight. No telling what kind of shape we'd be in tonight. Had it not been for the Lord controlling our traveling. We didn't just stumble into God. We didn't just stumble into the church house. We didn't just stumble into getting saved. But hallelujah to God. He is controlling our traveling. He got us to the right place. And He knew where we is at and saved us by His amazing grace. Hallelujah. Amen. And so there is a better day a coming. Because Thou hast considered our trouble. Because Thou hast controlled our traveling. Let me give you one more thing I'm through. Again in Psalms 31 and verse 1. There's a better day coming because thou hast counted my trust. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Now, thank God that he counted our trust. Verse number 14. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. Now, it may not mean a whole lot whether somebody counts anything or not, but I tell you what the whole thing amounts to is that God counted our trust when we placed our trust in him. Abraham believed God and he counted it to him for righteousness. I'm glad that I have what counts with God tonight. What I got may not count a whole lot in this world, but thank God it counts with God. And since he's counted my trust, you'll find in your Bible in Psalms 55 and verse number 22. The Bible says this. Now, because he has counted our trust, this is what we can do. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So since he's counted our trust, we can cast our burdens upon him. The word cast carries with it the meaning pitch. What it really is saying, pitch your burdens to me. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that we can pitch our burdens to him. When we're about bogged down over our head, and when we're just about in too deep, and it seems like our burdens are carrying us down for the last time, the Lamb of God is standing on the rock, and he says, pitch them to me. He says, pitch it to me. Boy, I'm glad he counted my trust. When I put my trust in him and he saved me and he gives me the right that I can pitch my burdens to him simply because that I have put my trust in the Lord Jesus. There's another good word in Psalm 62 and verse number 8. That in him, trust in him at all times, ye people. Now watch it. Here's our word. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Now he told us, since I counted your trust, pitch your burdens to me. But then he says here, since I've counted your trust, pour out your broken heart to me. I'll tell you what gets me through the day is pitching and a pouring. Thank God. Pitch him, my burdens to him, pouring my heart out to him, telling him things I can't tell nobody, and he'll take care of them, and I could pitch them to you, you couldn't catch them. I could pour them out to you, you couldn't hold them. But hallelujah to God, I can pitch them to him, he'll catch them. I can pour my heart out to him, and he can take care of it. There is a better day a-coming because thou hast counted my trust. What a God that we do serve simply because we can pour our broken hearts out to him and we can pitch our burdens to him. I bless him and praise him for that good truth tonight. What he's done for us simply because that he counted our trust. Psalm 71 and verse number 5. For thou art my hope. O Lord God, Thou art my trust from my youth. Boy, I'm glad that He's good for the young. He's good for the middle age. He's good for the senior saints. Hallelujah, you can trust Him. It don't make no difference about your age. You can trust the Lord, and so He is our hope. And this being our hope, you'll notice when you're reading Psalms, you'll run up on a word when you read a verse where it says, Salah. That means stop and think about what you just read. But since we pitch in and pour in, think about this. We pitch our burdens to Him. We pour out our broken hearts to Him. But when we run upon the word Salah, it means stop and ponder on the blessings. Thank God, I'm glad that sometime we can just stop, or we could use this word, use it as a parking place, just to stop and ponder on what God has already done for us, simply because that we put our trust in Him. He's counted our trust. Psalms 91:1. That's God's 911. He's got a 911. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Thank God. In Him will I trust. He is our hope. He is our help. He is our high tower. He is our hero. He is our home shore. He is our heavenly Father. And there is a better day a coming because of what God has promised you and I. It's not always going to be dark. It's not always going to be midnight. Thank God, daylight is a coming. When daylight comes, it's going to put some light on some things that we ain't never seen before. There's a better day coming because of health, no sickness. There's a better day coming because of happiness. No sorrows. There's a better day coming because of holiness. No sin. But there's a better day coming because of heaven. No sad goodbyes in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, children. There is a better day a coming because of our God. And what He promised, the sun's are coming up in the morning. Says in Psalms 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Hallelujah, preacher. You got your trust in Him, you got in the right place. He said, if you want to be blessed, you put your trust in Me. We can put our trust in a lot of things. We can put our trust in a lot of people. But thank God, I'm glad there's a God that counts our trust. He's considered our trouble. He controls our traveling. But He counts our trust. We can bring it to Him. We can pitch our burdens to Him. We can pour out our broken hearts to Him. And we can ponder on the blessings from Him. God has been so good to me. I want to thank Him and praise Him tonight. Children, keep your heads up. There's a better day coming in the morning.